Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Tailored for Success with your Win at Work, Take It to the Top coach, Sharice Taylor. Today, I am super excited. Well, you all know I'm always excited. But I'm super duper excited today because I am talking about one of my favorite topics. Gratitude. Having an attitude of gratitude is the best attitude you can have. It's the best attitude that you could possibly have. Because when you focus your mind and you focus your energy on what you already have, it just allows room for more of those same things to grow and to blossom, truly. And so I call it our personal gratitude garden. And it needs light, and it needs watering, it needs nurturing, it needs our attention daily in order to continue growing. So I love that analogy, and I think it's so accurate. You know, in today's world where we're bombarded with information overload, oh my gosh, you know, between our live streaming and our cable and our smart TVs and you know, social media and the like, I think that we lose focus, and we stop taking the time. We stop taking the time to truly nurture what's right in our lives, what's right in our communities, what's right in our world. And so today, I'm going to give you a few tips. I'm going to share some of the practices, some of the things that I do, but I'm going to give some further tips, tools, and techniques for you to grow your gratitude garden on a daily basis. And I'm telling you, if you'll just commit to doing this for 30 days, your life will change. Your focus will change. Your attitude will change. Your energy, the energy around you in wherever you go, it's going to change. It's going to change for the better. So let's talk about it. So years ago, I always call myself an Oprah kid because Oprah Winfrey was the talk show host that I grew up with. From the time her show debuted, in, I think it was 1985, 1986, until she went off the air. I believe it was in 2007 or somewhere around there. I watched Oprah, and I remember Oprah talking about keeping a gratitude journal. And I always thought it was a great idea. I've always kept journals, but the fact that she kept a specific gratitude journal, I thought was such a great idea. And I know I think Tyler Perry and others listened in and took to that idea as well. So actually, I didn't start doing it until about 5 years ago. A specific place for gratitude to be pinned. And I highly recommend that. I do recommend having a separate place for your gratitude. And you can find these at your local bookstore. You can find them at Etsy or on Amazon or wherever you like to shop for books and those types of things online. So I did that. And I love the practice. I love the routine of purposing daily. And I write in mine at the end of the day, the conclusion of the day. And I'm going to share some other things that I do through my day to just thread gratitude throughout the day. But it's nice to purpose and have a place that's specifically for pinning the things I'm grateful for. So that's the number one thing. I recommend that you make it a habit, and make it a habit to focus in on your gratitude in a specific place. So mine's like a pocket-sized gratitude journal. Fits right in my purse. You can keep it in the car. You can keep it in the glove compartment. You can, you know, maybe have a smaller one, a separate one, for work. Keep notebooks. Whatever you want to do. I think it's just a wonderful thing to have a specific place for your gratitude. So that's number one. Find a specific place, notebook, designate something that's going to be specifically for your gratitude journal. The second thing is that I like to focus on different areas. The first thing that I always focus on when thinking about gratitude is my physical being. So I'll start from my head down to my toe. What am I grateful for? And it reminds you of everything, your abilities, your physical abilities, and what you have. You know, I say I'm thankful for a head full of hair. I know it sounds trivial. I'm thankful for my hair. Thank you, God, for my hair. Thank you, God, for my brain. Thank you, God, that I can comprehend, that I can think, that I can remember, that I know things, that I can reflect upon things. Thank you, God, that I can read. Thank you, that I can see. Thank you, that I can hear. Thank you, that I can speak. Thank you, God, that everything works well in my body, cardiovascular system, my joints, my digestive system, everything. And I just start combing through. And it really, I'm like, oh, gosh, I'm doing pretty good today. You know, I have two arms, I have two hands, and so on and so forth. So that's, I'm going to take you now through some of the areas that I focus on. Then I think about who I have in my life, who I am as a physical being. And then I think about who I have in my life. So I will thank God for parents, for siblings, for friends, for great colleagues and great clients, and just start it. And it keeps those people fresh in your mind too. You start to comb through, who do I have as friends, as coworkers, and things of that nature. So I talk about who I have. And then I start to talk about what I have in my life. Thank you, God, for shelter. Thank you for a working car. Thank you for, you know, a nice, safe, warm building to go to work in each day. And so on and so forth. So it just goes on from my physical being to who I have in my life to what I have in my life. And then the fourth category that I focus on in that of gratitude are the things that I've overcome. I reflect and I think about challenges, small challenges from the day, from the week. You know, the fact that I've traveled to and from work, you know, thus far, and safely, and thank you for the time when I overcame this. Because I'm going to tell you, when you start to think about what you have overcome and what you're grateful for, the challenges that you've come through, that you've come out of, it's like, oh, yeah. You know, so anything that you face, you know that you can come through. It really energizes you and encourage you. Sometimes some people will say, well, I don't know about that one. I don't know about reflecting on my past challenges. I said, well, you know, do what works for you. Absolutely. But for me, it's just, and it could be small things. It could be, you know, technical difficulties during a presentation at work that I overcame, or, you know, and we made it through. We came out of it, and that really helps. So the third thing that I wanted to tell you about is threading, gratitude. I believe when you have great things or great practices, that it's really a great idea to find ways to thread it throughout your day. So my gratitude journaling happens at the end of my day. Usually take about 5 or 10 minutes before bed to do my gratitude journaling. And again, I want to reiterate that it doesn't need to have a lot of time. You don't need to be journaling. If you have the time and you want to do that, definitely. But it doesn't have to be something long or drawn out. But I have things that I do. I have rituals. Of course, in my prayer time, which takes place in the morning, I always have a practice of starting prayer time with gratitude. Before there's any petition for anything for myself or anyone else, I always start off by thanking God. It lays the foundation for petition prayer. Before I ask for anything else for myself, for my family, before I intercede for anyone, I want to thank you. I want to thank you. And so it's like foundational before I go before the Lord. And so that's one thing. But then when I get to work, I also just take, and this is literally just 60 seconds before you boot up the computer, to just say, thank you for getting me here. Thank you for getting me here safely. I guess it's really short. It's a short prayer. Thank you for getting me here safely. Thank you that everything that I put my hands to, every conversation and interaction is going to go well, that I'm going to learn from it, that I'm going to grow from it, that I have an opportunity to serve and support this organization or my business on today. And so do that. And then when I come, of course, I thank God. I say grace before I eat food. So that's another way that I thread gratitude. And then last thing is that I have a top four. Four is my favorite number. And so I have a top four journal, and it's the top four things that happened at work. Top four interactions or conversations, and it really helps you to pull out the positive things that happen in your workday. So these are things that I do. They're practices that anyone can put into place very quickly and very easily. And I am telling you, I promise you, it's going to lift your spirits. It's going to energize you. It's going to give you more enthusiasm about your day, about the things. And you'll start looking for things. You'll find you start looking for things like, oh, gosh, like after I have a really cool interaction with a coworker or with a customer or a client, I said, well, that's going in the journal. You know, you almost look for things to be grateful for throughout your day. Okay? So that is what I have for today, how to grow your gratitude garden daily and really shift the energy up in your life. In the meantime, I do invite you to go to the website at www.iamtailoredforyou.com. Yes, I want to see you there. Fill out the Take It to the Top form. If you are looking for a career coach to help you with your confidence and with your communication skills, thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, remember this, the best is yet to come.